just see. Sometimes she'll vocalize when the door opens, and sometimes she won't. But I'll try to be as quiet. And we can try to go outside, too. You can hear the eagle.
In a room next to the outdoor raptor pens, naturalist Adam Barnett is showing us one of the center's main attractions, a female bald eagle named Maxime. In 1999, she was discovered beside a highway near Moorhead and brought to the Raptor Center. Despite rehabilitation of her dislocated wing and treatment for lead poisoning, she'll never fly well enough to survive in the wild. Now she lives at the Raptor Center of Minnesota as one of the 33 birds that cannot be released, and helps the staff educate the public about the center and its mission. Here at the Raptor Center, she is definitely one of the favorites for kids of all ages. Even though her call makes her sound like an extremely large canary.
And what's typical is in commercials or cartoons, they'll play you the call of the red-tailed hawk when they show you the bald eagle, or they want you to assume that they're going to scream. So that's in a lot of even commercials right now are doing that as well.
Every year, the Minnesota Raptor Center staff treats over 700 birds. Most of them come from around the Midwest for all kinds of injuries, from the all-too-common lead poisoning and collisions with cars to a rare form of cancer. However, Raptor Center Executive Director Julia Ponder told us that the beginnings of the Raptor Center were more than humble.
Two men, Dr. Gary Duke and Dr. Patrick Redig. Dr. Gary Duke, who passed away a few years ago, was doing research on owls. And that opened the floodgates. The community had a large number of owls. When they found injured owls or orphaned owls, they would give them to the DNR, and they would turn them over to Dr. Duke. Dr. Redig at the time was a vet student, but then he proceeded to realize he could fix up some of them and release them back to the wild. And so those humble origins were the beginning of the center.
Now, the way most people know about the Minnesota Raptor Center is through the annual spring bird release, like the event that took place on May 7th this year at the Highland Lake Park Reserve. With all 33 educational birds on display, numerous display booths, 77 volunteers, a soundtrack ranging from Journey to Bob Marley, and over 3,000 people in attendance, there was a definite festival atmosphere. This year's spring release featured three hawks, two redtails, and a harrier, as the main talent on the stage. And yes, there was a stage, and microphones, and quite an excited audience to greet each bird's starring appearance and return to free flight.
Okay, everyone help me out! We're gonna do the same countdown we did before! Ready? One!
But of course, over 700 birds pass through the Raptor Clinic each year, and most are released without public fanfare, though some birds rise to even greater fame. Consider Harley the bald eagle, who left the clinic equipped with a transmitter hidden in a tiny backpack on his back.
So Harley was picked up in northern Wisconsin by a gentleman who was riding a motorcycle and stopped, found this adult eagle down, and wrapped him in his leather jacket. Bungee corded him to the back of his motorcycle and drove him to Duluth. Harley got some significant media attention in Duluth when somebody called 911 to let them know that somebody had an eagle on his motorcycle. He eventually came down to us because he had both lead poisoning and a fracture. So we treated Harley, and we were able to release him. And we put a GPS transmitter on him. You can see a picture on the front of our website. It's about the size of a deck of cards. And it's harnessed onto him. And he'll wear it for a couple years. And since he's been backpacked, he has gone to Arkansas and stayed down there and come back. And we had no clue. Again, this bit that we don't know much about wildlife, we had no clue that there was any connection between Minnesota eagles and Arkansas eagles.
Was he wintering over there?
Yes, he went down there and spent the winter down there.
For KFII, this was Michael Milligan and Elena Arofiva.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFII is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.